when Secretary of Defense makes this statement back in 1997 that earthquakes can be made. If people are going to their Bible saying, well, this is all foretold in the Bible, but when you realize that man can manufacture earthquakes, man can stop earthquakes. You see the sinister direction in place, the government in high positions of prominence, and the highest position of prominence in the world governmental system is the Security Council at the United Nations. It's the way it is, people. Every country has a governor of the International Monetary Fund. Nobody cares, but it's the way it is. Our Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF. The alternate governor is, and is about to be, was Alan Greenspan. Greenspan, green dollars spanning the globe. That can't be his real name. The point is, we are being fed lines and lies on a continual basis. Continuing on a daily basis. And I'm pretty fed up. After all these years of understanding this, I'm pretty fed up. I mean, you know, we bought the lie of Vietnam. We bought the lie of Korea. But are we buying the lie of the Gulf War? Yes, we are. We are in positions to understand that in order to have our children educated in college, which is a brainwashing institute, most colleges and universities brainwash the children, or the young adults, put it that way. But in order to gain your college education, you have to serve in the military. And if you make it out alive and in one piece, you get to have a college education. Now they've raised the drafting age up to age 32. In a day and time when everything should be right with mankind, and everything has been controlled and manipulated by humans against humans, and I take it to the UN system, I always do, there's no reason not to. When we've had more wars than any time in history, more weather modification or environmental modification than any time in history, why would Secretary of Defense Cohen make that statement back in 1997, which is very relevant right now? Why would he make that statement, people? It's obvious to me what's being engineered. More reduction of the world population. Population reduction. It's obvious when you connect all these dots, and I've had a lifetime of this. And this is why I fringe on why I even do it. Others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. The entire speech is on the website by former Defense Secretary William Cohen, April 28, 1997. State Department never held accountable for anything that happens. So here we see Vance, the 20th named storm. More and more and more of this weather anomaly, and yet nobody wants to debate weather modification. Nobody wants to debate environmental modification. No one can connect dots in the Congress, in the Senate, at your state legislatures, at your local community meetings. This is a little out of hand, people. A little out of hand. You know, when you're someone like me, who's been watching this all his life, you just kind of feel drained as the way these things happen. Here we see hundreds of people were forced.